There was a time when there was little doubt about America's future. Our house was in reasonable order, and we were hard at the task of strengthening our national defense. We had every prospect as a nation of ensuring peace and stability. The president was then Gerald R. Ford, and he was a terrific one. Today, 4 years later, Mr. Carter is president, and our situation is vastly different. We are here tonight because the time for this presidential term is running out. You've heard proposals to increase the president's term to 6 years. The best argument I know against the 6-year term is sitting in the White House tonight. Mr. Carter's time in the White House must end. It must end because it is risking our future. It must end because it was a mistake. In fact, the presidency of Jimmy Carter has been one enormous mistake. It has been a mistake that we in this hall and all Americans must not allow to be repeated. Look at our world. We see peace threatened. Our defenses weakened, the military balance tipped. The Soviet Union and its agents from Cuba and Vietnam expand, exploit, invade, and repress. In Eastern Europe, in Asia, in Africa, in Latin America, and the Middle East, in many parts of this dangerous and untidy world, freedom is on the run. When the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan, Mr. Carter said that we were facing the gravest crisis since World War II. He is correct, although it is not clear to me that he understands quite why. I don't believe that even now he realizes that our margin for error is gone. If there is a message I would leave tonight, from everything I know and have experienced, it is that the margin for error for the United States of America has disappeared. In an earlier period, we could make some mistakes, but our abundance of political, economic, and military power would absorb our errors. Our country had a margin for error. If we mismanaged relations with our allies, it could be absorbed in a reservoir of goodwill. An error in an arms negotiation or an unwise defense cut by the Congress could be absorbed because of our vast military power. No one mistake could tip the scale because we still had a margin. But with that margin gone, presidents, the Congress, allies, each of us is called upon for a higher standard of wisdom and insight. The casual priorities of an earlier period, a more forgiving period, will no longer do. In the 1930s, the world was in danger, and the West stood unprepared. One man rose up in dissent. The balance of power, he said, was shifting. Weakness, he warned, could one day lead to conflict. Beware the gathering storm. But his fellow citizens did not listen until it was too late. Only then, 40 years ago this summer, was that man of vision, Winston Churchill, called forward. Free people have long regretted that his warnings went unheeded. Today it's not one man, but one party, our party, that is sounding the warning. And the American people know what's right. And they know that on this crucial issue, the Carter administration is wrong.